Earlier this year, a whistleblower named Don Sweeney filed a request for a federal investigation of the Army Corps of Engineers. Sweeney was a Corps economist who headed a long-term $50 million study of navigation on the Mississippi River. That study found the economic benefits of the proposed lock system expansion did not justify its billion-dollar cost. Sweeney charged that Corps officials rejected that conclusion, then manipulated the data till they could finally justify the massive construction project. Environmentalists like Carl Zakella, the Midwest director of the Sierra Club, couldn't be happier about the Corps scandal.
We have the greatest opportunity we have ever had to make a change in the Army Corps of Engineers right now.
Zakella and other environmentalists have been frustrated for years by the Corps' legendary ability to win congressional funding for large cement-pouring projects. Now, Zakella hopes the scandal will begin to change that.
Senator George Voinovich of Ohio, when he heard about this, called the Washington Post from Croatia to announce he was going to have hearings. And I think even though the Corps has a lot of members of Congress who are wearing the Army Corps of Engineers team jacket, they also have a lot of people who are taking that jacket off.
The Army Corps of Engineers declined to comment on the whistleblower's accusations for this report, citing ongoing investigations. Among those investigations, the Pentagon has asked the Office of the Army Inspector General to look into the allegations. And Army Secretary Louis Caldera has also asked the National Academy of Sciences to do an independent review of the Corps' navigation study and its conclusion that the lock expansion makes economic sense. Under federal law, Corps projects cannot win funding unless their projected economic benefits outweigh their costs. Environmental groups are eager to have someone besides the Corps take a look at the economic pros and cons of the lock expansion project. They also want independent scientists to weigh the environmental costs of increasing barge traffic on the Mississippi. Again, the Sierra Club's Carl Zakella.
You have the barge industry saying that the river's a dirt road that has to be upgraded to a super highway. We're saying, hold the wedding, we got to back up a minute here and take a look at what's happening to the river.
On the Mississippi, about 50 miles south of St. Paul, Mike Davis poles his boat through a shallow backwater. Davis is the Mississippi River biologist for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
In general, the habitat on the downward slide, there's just no doubt.
The reasons are complex, but Davis says one of the main ones is the way in which the Corps runs the lock and dam system on the upper Mississippi. The Corps keeps the river at a constant level so that barges can float on it all summer long. Because of that, plants that once flourished under the natural rise and fall of the river are dying out. Davis remembers when swans came to the backwaters by the thousands to feed in marshes that have vanished now. He's watched trees dying out in the floodplain forests and the mosaic of the backwaters crumbling.
We're losing all those kinds of habitats because of the more rigid control we have over the rhythms of the river.
Davis and many other biologists want the Corps to let water levels fluctuate more to mimic the rise and fall of a natural river system. Davis starts the motor and heads up the river. He says he flew out to Washington to testify against the lock and dam expansion.
Congress has said the river's got two main functions. One's navigation, one is an ecosystem. If we're going to maintain the ecosystem, navigation has to stop being first, and we have to buy some time for the river to heal. And we can do that. But the barges are going to give something up.
But others say it's not a question of choosing between navigation interests and a healthy river. Chris Brescia is president of MARC 2000, a group representing barge owners. He says the Corps has begun experimental programs in several stretches of the river to allow water levels to fluctuate more naturally.
There are ways of addressing it. Killing the navigation system or restricting the growth of the navigation system is not the answer.
Brescia says 60% of the grain exported by American farmers moves down the Mississippi by barge. He says moving the river's cargo by truck and rail instead of barge would be a net loss for the environment.
in order to move 100 million tons, you would have to put 4 million more trucks on the road or a million more rail cars. And when you look at fuel consumption, air emissions, and accident rates, there is no comparison.
Brescia says the Army Corps of Engineers has spent millions of dollars over the past few years studying environmental problems such as fish kills and increased sedimentation caused by barge traffic on the river. He says the Corps studies have found those problems are basically negligible. Gary Loss, the project manager for the Corps' Mississippi Navigation Study, says Corps studies also show the lock expansion is economically justified.
I think someday the project will be built. Depends. I mean, we are furnishing our information. Congress has the tough task of deciding what they want us to do. And our job is to give them as objective opinions, our findings, conclusions, studies that we can so they can make the right decision on these improvements.
But Loss acknowledges that some members of Congress who formerly supported the project are now waiting for the results of the investigations. In the meantime, adding to the Corps' problems, a second Army Corps of Engineers economist recently told congressional investigators he was ordered to alter key findings to justify the lock expansions. For NPR News, I'm Mary Lozier.